Hello, you all. You're much welcome to African Life Stories. Welcome back if you're a world listener.
You are welcome
if you're a new listener. I'm very grateful for you all for tuning in to African Life Stories to listen. So today, we are coming to talk about Republic of Nigeria, one of the most populous countries in Africa. So sit back and enjoy. Nigeria has been home to several indigenous pre-colonial states and kingdoms since the second millennium BC, with the Nok civilization in the 15th century marking the first internal unification in the country. The modern state originated with British colonization in the 19th century, taking its present territorial shape with the merging of the Southern Nigeria Protectorate and Northern Nigeria Protectorate in 1914 by Lord Lugard. The British set up the administrative and legal structures are practicing indirect rule through traditional chiefdoms. Nigeria became a formally independent federation on October 1, 1960. It experienced a civil war from 1967 to 1970, followed by a succession of democratically elected civilian governments and military dictatorships until achieving a stable democracy in the 1999 presidential election. The 2015 election was the first time an incumbent president had lost re-election. Nigeria is a multinational state inhabited by more than 250 ethnic groups speaking 500 different languages, all identifying with a wide variety of cultures. The three largest ethnic groups are the Hausa, Fulani in the north, Yoruba in the west, and Igbo in the east, together comprising over 60% of the population. The official language is English, chosen to facilitate linguistic unity at national level. Nigeria's constitution ensures freedom of religion and is home to some of the world's largest Muslims and Christian population simultaneously. Nigeria is divided roughly in half between Muslims who live mostly in the north and Christians who live mostly in the south. Indigenous religions, such as those native to the Igbo and Yoruba ethnicities, are in the minority. Nigeria's economy is the largest in Africa, the 27th largest in the world by nominal GDP, and 25th largest by PPP. Nigeria is often referred to as the giant of Africa, owing to its large population and economy, and is considered to be an emerging market by the World Bank. It is a regional power in Africa, a middle power in international affairs, and an emerging global power. However, the country ranks very low in the Human Development Index and remains one of the most corrupt nations in the world. Nigeria is also a founding member of the African Union and a member of many international organizations, including United Nations, the Commonwealth of Nations, the Economic Community of West African States, and OPEC. It's also a member of the informal Mint Group of Companies and one of the next 11 economies. Nigerian citizens have authored many influential works of post-colonial literature in the English language. Nigeria's best-known writers are Wole Soyinka, the first African Nobel laureate in literature, and Chinua Achebe, best known for the novel Things Fall Apart and its controversial critique of Joseph Conrad. Nigeria has had a huge role in the development of various genres of African music, including West African highlife, palm wine music, Afrobeat, which fuses native rhythms with techniques that have been linked to the Congo, Brazil, Cuba, Jamaica, and worldwide. Many late 20th century musicians, such as Fela Kuti, have famously fused cultural elements of various indigenous music with African-American jazz and soul to form Afrobeat, which are ascending to influence hip-hop music. Juju music, which is percussion music fused with traditional music from the Yoruba nation and made famous by King Sunny Ade, is from Nigeria. Fuji music, a Yoruba percussion style, was created and popularized by Mr. Fuji Ohaji Sikiru Ayinde Barrister. Notable musicians from Nigeria are Sadi Edukin, Sunny Ade, Onyeka Onyenu, Femi Kuti, Wizkid, Burna Boy, P-Square, Skepta, Davido, and D'Banj, and many others. There are many festivals in Nigeria, some of which date to a period before the arrival of the major religions in this ethnically and culturally diverse society. The main Muslim and Christian festivals are often celebrated in ways that are unique to Nigeria or unique to the people of a locality. The Nigerian Tourism Development Corporation has been working with the state to upgrade the traditional festivals to become important sources of tourism revenue. Listeners, that is all that I have for you today. This is Kwati Owusu African Life Stories. If you are not a regular podcast listener, please subscribe, share to friends and families. And until next time, we'll be talking about Fela Kuti, one of the greatest Afrobeat influence that is gaining popularity in the world right now. So until next time, peace out.